Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. That's 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to take a look at Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In a way, this seems to be maybe a negative verse to focus on. And we can choose whether this is a negative or a positive verse to focus on. When we go into Revelation 21, I find it very interesting. It's going down the list. It's explaining what we will see in heaven. And it comes to verse 8, and it plops this verse right in the middle of it. After verse 8, it goes on to explain how beautiful heaven will be. I do believe that this verse was put in there for a check. I do believe that there are faiths out there today that people go on believing that they will go to heaven with the faith that they have. God wants us to have a check in our hearts to see where our faith is. Is our faith only in our faith? Or is our faith in God? How can we know if our faith is in God? Jesus said, if you love me, follow my commandments. Are we following God's commandments, or are we walking in fear? Fear has torment. Fear torments us day and night. Fear torments man when he wakes up at night, when he wakes up in the morning. As he goes about his day, he walks in fear. And fear has torment. There is no fear in love. Yes, in God's love, if our position is in Christ, and our position is in the center of Christ, and Christ is in the center of our lives, then there is no fear in that type of love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. One of the biggest fears that we wrestle with is the fear of man. We fear what man might think of what and who we are. We fear, the fear of man fears what man will do. It fears the hurt of man. It fears the gossip of man. It fears many things about man. But Once a person receives the promises of God and accepts God, once a person comes to a point where he is willing to look at his fears and to come to a place where he is willing to confess his unbelief and repent from it, to confess his sins to God and to man, and to repent from these things, and accept the salvation that has brought by the Lord Jesus Christ, that has been brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, and accept the believer's baptism, the baptism of the cross, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and accepts the commandments of the Lord, and comes to see the whole picture. He comes to see that this life is but a vapor. It's only for a short time here, and then all eternity. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Luke 12:4-7, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that we have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has the power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten by God, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Is there a godly fear? Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctifying the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear. This godly fear can move us into action. For if we live, this is in Romans 8:13-16. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. God has promises here for those that fear him. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise be to God. We have today while it is yet today. Let us deal today with what separates us from the love of God. Let us come before Him. Let us come into the Holy of Holies, unto a holy God, by Jesus Christ alone, and come to Him. And whatever separates us from Him, let us allow the blood of Jesus to wash away all ungodly fear and all the things that stand between us and that perfect love. Yes, our Heavenly Father. I wish you all a great day today in that perfect love that comes from our Father.